I guess my first question for both of you, just kind of what went right offensively today for you guys? Obviously, haven't had that kind of performance too often this season. Kind of what was just the overall plan going into the game and how you guys think you executed it offensively?
We were just moving the ball. I feel like, yeah, we were moving the ball like we usually do. And we were just hitting shots that have been falling recently, but that we know we can make. And I thought we executed the game plan, the zone offense, pretty well. So
Yeah, I think we're just good at moving the ball.
yeah.
We always found the open guys.
Yeah.
And even when we didn't, there were always like another one open.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just run the play, and found the open guys.
Facts.
Miles obviously set a career high against Lowell and matched it today as well. What do you think has been going right for you in the past few games? And just talk about kind of how you've been playing in the past couple of games. What's maybe been different than the start of the year?
I'm just, being aggressive, and like when I attack the rim, I'm making sure I'm doing it with conviction. But yeah, I feel like nothing crazy has changed with me. I'm just making sure, like, I'm just doing the things that I'm practicing, and I got teammates that make it easy for me. I got coaches that trust me, so.
Has it been kind of a point of emphasis from your coaches just for you this season to be more aggressive and kind of attack the paint with conviction? Obviously, you've had those two pretty sick dunks in the past few games. Just has your
Yeah,
coach
honestly, I
on
mean,
you?
yeah. Sorry, did you finish?
Yeah, you're all good. Yeah.
I said obviously, my coaches are telling me, but I think it's the big point of emphasis within myself, I know I'm athletic, I know I can dunk the ball, so, and it makes it easier when you go up strong to finish those plays. So yeah, it's a mixture of coaches and just within myself. Yeah. And my teammates, they always get on me when I don't dunk the ball. So I know I'm gonna hear it if I don't, so
Yeah. Nico, you had four assists today. It looks like you guys were kind of prioritizing getting the bigs kind of in the middle there at the free throw line to come out and then kind of pass from there. Can you talk about if that was kind of a schematic adjustment you guys made before the game, and then how do you kind of handle that role getting the ball in the middle of the 3-point line, 3-point arc, I guess?
So before the game, we just kind of knew like where the ball should have went, because like the open areas on the court was mainly like the free throw line and behind their first line of defense. So once me or Otto or whoever played the four, the five, got to the free throw line and got the ball, it was like much easier to attack them because they had like literally like just two guys in the back. So thanks to like cuts from the corners and cuts from the wings. It was kind of easy. We just like look for the open spaces and pass the ball there, and it was that's how it works.
I could be remembering it wrong, but it doesn't feel like you guys have kind of done that sort of thing where you pass the ball into the big at the kind of top of the free throw line too much this year. Is that something you guys have kind of been introducing into the offense? Is that something that you kind of have been trying to get into, but just has not been going as well?
That's our zone offense, and Mary Mack plays strictly zone. So the reason you
Yeah.
probably don't see it a lot is because we don't play a lot of zone, but Mary Mack is zone offense, so that's how we attack the zone.
Yeah. It was much easier because like we have bigs that can pass, Otto can pass,
You can pass.
and can pass. Everybody can pass. So like it's easier if you can get the ball to the five, because we can get like three or four cuts, and it just makes everything easier.
How do you guys, obviously you guys are kind of a very an offense predicated on movement and passing a lot. How do you guys kind of keep the energy up, keep moving instead of just having kind of the like you don't have the ability to kind of default to just one player kind of going in ISO and just making his own shot? Like, can you talk about some of the challenges that come with being an offense that shares the ball so much, and then kind of how you guys are able to kind of work with those today for either of you?
That's all we work on in practice, We don't work on ISO in practice. We work on passing and moving. So it's really about executing what we do in practice and trusting each other. I think for the most part we do. There's stints where we don't, where we have, where, well, I wouldn't say we don't trust each other, but we don't do what we practice. But yeah, it's just about executing those type of things.
Yeah, honestly, just everybody can make a shot in this team, so we're not really worried about just going to one guy to the guy to score. We have people that can pass, we have people that can score. Everybody can pass and score, so it's good to share the ball and to find the open man every time.
Obviously, you guys start a Patriot League play next time out against Navy. Can you talk about kind of just how much a win like this? I mean, you really just dominated the game. How much a win like this kind of helps you guys going into Patriot League play? Because obviously, for a lot of you guys, not for Miles, but for a lot of you guys, you've not really played a significant role at BU in conference league before. Just talk about the momentum boost this gives you guys before you go into Navy on Wednesday.
Yeah, we came to a couple tough losses before this game, and then didn't feel good, honestly. So this game was, I think it was really important to finish the non-conference on a win, on a good game, on a strong game, with a lot of energy. And hopefully with the next practices, we can bring it over to the next game against Navy.
Yeah, I mean, conference plays everything, right? So we just got to make sure. I thought we did a good job preparing for this game, and like in practice. So we just got to make sure we prepare for Navy. And every conference game just as hard, and like look at what we did well this game and the way we prepared and try to replicate that.
Real quick, just about Merrimack on, you know, defense for you guys. Jordan Durcock, obviously leading scorer, and they have three guards that kind of lead the scoring for them. What was your plan kind of going into them, kind of, you know, defending them? Obviously, Durcock didn't really have that great of a game. What was your plan for those three guards? And the other one is Savage and Bud Clark, I think his name is.
Clark, yeah, Bud Clark.
What was your plan for those three guys, and how do you guys think you executed that?
I mean, the plan for each of them is different. I mean, that's our scout, and that's what he's spent so much time talking about. But for the most part, if you look at a lot of our games, we've done a good job, and Coach says it's a lot, that we've done a good job on the team's best players. Yeah. And I think today was another example of us being able to limit the team's number one scorer to, like, at least he had 12, but it was not efficient, you know? Yeah. And so I think we've been doing a good job of, yeah, limiting the best players. We did it against Wagner. We did it against Albany. Done other games that I can't remember. But, Sacred Heart. So, like,
yeah,
we just focus on the scout. And it's different for different players. Some players, yeah, have different scouts, but it's about executing that, being focused and executing it.
Yeah, and then Miles, you know, obviously you're one of the few players on the team that has experienced Patriot League play before. What kind of message are you going to have for some of your younger teammates going into conference play, and how do you think the conference play is different to non-conference play?
I think it's a little different this year just because there's so many new coaches. I think typically the thing about conference play is that teams know each other. I think the players know each other, and the coaches are going to be new, so a lot of, like, the sets and stuff like that are going to be different. But at least we know these players. Like, at least the Zoos have been here. Even people who didn't play so much last year, they still know the players on their teams and how they play. So I think that brings a whole different intensity. It makes it a little bit more personal. And then, like, conference play is about going to the NCAA tournament. So it's really important, you know? But I think my – the dudes understand. There's nothing new that I'm going to tell, like, the freshmen that they're going to be like, they're going to, like, it's going to be an epiphany. Like, they know how to win. You know what I mean? Like, we've had, what, 12 games at this point? Like,
yeah.
12, 13 games. Like, we know how to play. It's just about the intensity is going to ramp up. So we just got to be ready for that part.
Yeah. And then lastly, for both of you guys, when you look back at the first game against Northeastern and then this game now, where do you guys think you guys have most kind of improved as a team from then to now before you go into Patriot League play?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, I feel like the most important thing, we're way more connected. And that's a thing that comes with time, obviously. We're way more connected. We communicate more. And then I feel like we know when to do certain stuff to win the game. So like at the beginning of the game, we didn't really like close many of the games. I feel like now we know what to do. Like, we gotta do a box out harder, we gotta switch harder, we gotta you know, attack harder. So we know, like, when to do stuff to improve and win the game, you know.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I think a big thing is just, like, experience. I think, you know, like you've been saying, people that didn't play as much last year, they're getting reps, and and me too, I'm getting reps too. So I think that's one of the big things, is like we know what to expect from each other, we know what to expect from ourselves a little more, and things aren't as new to us. But yeah, it's a good question. That's something I would probably think about. I want to think about it a little more.
All right. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.